Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Let's get it started in
here. Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. And wow, what a great week. We've had a great show before you all arrived here. Hopefully you arrived with our show. We are here at 6 o'clock this morning and had a really good guest going on there. So I hope that we lead all the way through to the next hour. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, that's what we talk about here, really, the brighter side of life. Because life happens to all of us, but it's like how we get through it. And of course, I want to start my show with a little bit of inspiration this morning. Every day may not be good, but there is something good in every day. And that's really what we look for. That we look for the sparks, the gifts, the brighter side. That's what my show's all about. I do want to hear from all of you. And of course, we do lots of giveaways and we'd love to hear from you then. But if you have an interest in what we're talking about and want to be a part of it, call us. I want to hear from all of you. And our number here is 805-419-0008. That is a number that you can win. All you have to do is leave us your name, your number, and your email and what you're talking about. And or you could follow us on Facebook, which we'd love you to do. Follow us there. We've got our Facebook page, and then of course Twitter, Instagram, all the above. And we'd love to have you share in, because we do a lot of giveaways and we share a lot about our sponsors and a lot about all the events that we've got going on. So definitely follow us there. Also, we have a podcast. If you have missed any part of our shows, you can always go back to our podcast or listen there at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. So with that, we love to bring you the brighter side of the 805, brighter side of life here. And we always hope that you're listening, learning, and laughing with us. So again, Tom's going to tell you a little bit about some of our great giveaways.
And we start off with One Woman, Sex and the City, a parody on love, friendship, and shoes. This performance will provide a great reminder of why this series and its characters have stayed so firmly in women's hearts and minds. It is at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. We have tickets here. Talk about some fun. How about the original Harlem Globetrotters? And we have tickets for the action-packed ball-handling wizardry, all that you know from the historic Harlem Globetrotters with Kim. The Los Angeles Zoo will get you passes into the zoo in L.A. Rubicon Theater, another great presentation, Gulf View Drive. It's the third and final play in the Night Rock trilogy, and you can see that at the Rubicon Theater. We continue with some comedy, Flapper's Comedy Club and Restaurant. Eat, drink, and laugh, and have a good time with hilarious comedy. We'll give away tickets this hour for that comedy show. Want to do some skating? How much time do we? All the way up to the 31st.
Yeah, they're still out skating. There. And they got the perfect weather now. It's still cold.
And we love skating. So Kim's going to get you out on the lakes in TO. And finally, great food. And you can bring your pooch. What could be a better restaurant than the Lazy Dog Cafe? Any Lazy Dog Cafe near you.
There you go. All right. Well, let's start off with some holiday ice rinks. And, of course, that's over at the lakes. And, again, like Tom said, they go all the way till January 31st. So Monday through Thursday noon until 9 o'clock at night. And then Friday noon till 10. And then Saturday 10 to 11 and Sunday. So you got lots of choices there. So I'd love to share that. Call up right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our first guest, I'm really excited to talk with him. He's been on my show before, Dr. Greg Jantz. And of course, he's going to be talking about one of his books, Five Keys to Dealing with Depression. Also, we're going to talk with Ann Peek about her book, And Gracefully Eccentricity of Intuition and Tarot. And so we got a good show going on. And so I'm so glad that you're here, starting your day in a positive way. Let's welcome Dr. Jantz. Dr. Jantz, are you there?
Good to be with you today. You bet. Talking about an important topic.
I think so. It's kind of like one of those, I want to say, something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but a lot of people deal with this.
Well, depression is much greater. And I know there's many different flavors of depression. It's a greater issue than one ever imagined. And we all know somebody, if it's not ourselves, somebody we love and care about. And it's hard and it's confusing. It's hard to know what to help or what to do to help.
Right.
The World Health Organization says by year 2020, depression will be the number one problem in the world.
Wow, that's sad. That's terrible. Let me ask you a question, and welcome to our show. Tell us a little bit about who you are, and this is obviously not your first book. How many books do you have?
Oh, boy. I think this is my 35th.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know you've been on my show before. Give everybody just kind of a rundown of some of your books.
Sure. Well, this is our 31st year, and we're a facility, a place of hope that people travel to get help for depression. We were voted in the top 10 list places to get help for depression. And I am passionate about whole person care. And so most of my books are related to whole person care, from the books on depression and anxiety, eating disorders. So we're really strong on how do we look at this depression. And it's a big puzzle.
Right.
How do we get all those pieces to the puzzle? How do we find all those pieces?
Right. Did you say whole person care?
Whole person care.
I like that. Whole person care. Yeah, because, you know, we have so many cares to keep our life going on, and this is just another one of them. So you deal with a lot of them.
Yes, we do.
Wow, very cool. All right, so tell us five keys to dealing with depression is the name of your book. There's people that wake up, you know, and aren't happy every day of their life, correct?
There are people that wake up and whatever it is, they go, man, it's not going away. I can't seem to brush it off.
Yeah. What, I mean, how in a percentage of the people that you see, how many of those people are like that?
Well, you know, so many folks have maybe a milder form of depression where it's like, and I'll talk in terms of there's yellow warning signs. It's like, wow, I've lost my energy and I'm not sleeping well and I just don't feel good. And maybe I feel anxious and you're wondering what in the world is wrong with me? And you start to have these what we'll call yellow symptoms. They're indicators that something's out of order in my life, but I'm not sure what it is. It could be you just constantly feel unattractive or unlovable, and you just can't seem to get things done. You feel like, man, my motivation is gone. What do I do? You might feel angry at God or just angry in general. So a lack of peace. This is just a few of what we call the yellow list.
Right. Wow. And so, how does somebody, where do we start? I mean, a lot of people, you know, maybe even, I'm just going to back up here. Maybe children that have had ADD or learning disabilities, that's another form of depression, correct?
You know, it really could be.
Yeah.
And, there are maybe it's food out, maybe food allergies. Maybe there's, learning disabilities, maybe there's brain chemistry that gets unbalanced, maybe there's digestive issues, hormonal issues. You see, there's so many reasons for depression. That's why I say it's a big puzzle, Kim, that we just got to look at the different pieces.
Right, right. And now, is the way that you recommend to be treated is by medication? Or, you know, there's a lot of kids that I know that, or even adults that have gone through the, you know, every medication, it's never worked. It's made me feel terrible. It's made me feel right. What's your thought on that?
Well, I think there's a place for medication. We want to just look again at the whole person.
Okay.
So sometimes the medication is helpful. It's a bridge to get me across where I need to go. But if we look at, okay, if I'm only going to use a singular approach, let's say medication, I may not get all the results that I would like. And so maybe if there's unforgiveness, there's trauma, there's abuse, some things in my life that I need to deal with, that'll still be there.
Right. Okay. So when you say unforgiveness, trauma, you really believe that that's where everything starts to kind of develop?
Well, it may.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a young person and you grew up in a home where there was a lot of emotional abuse,
mm-hmm.
screaming and yelling and threats, name calling. And so you grew up and now you're in your 30s and you're going, or 40s, and you're going, I feel horrible about myself, but I always have. Well, there were pretty strong messages that were imprinted in your life early on. And maybe that could be one of the roots of that depression.
Wow. Okay. So how do you turn that around? Is there hope?
There's hope. And here's the thing. When you're depressed, you need things simple. That's why we really did a real simple book.
It is really simple. Yeah. I love that. Good idea.
Yeah. Just because if you're depressed, man, you can't concentrate. You need it. You need it. Spoon-fed simple.
Yeah. So tell me A and tell me B, and then maybe I could get, yeah, you're absolutely right. So I love it. And it's a very simple book. Good job.
So, and what we want to say is there is hope. Now, we may need to do some things that we don't want to do. We may need to look at some issues that are difficult. But just again, see it as you have a 1,000-piece puzzle, and maybe you got most of it together, but you're trying to figure out where do these other pieces go. That's how I want you to approach depression. There are missing pieces. We're going to keep finding them. Whether it's a hormonal issue, whether it's a brain chemistry issue, whether it's a relationship issue, we're going to keep finding those and deal with each missing piece to the puzzle.
Okay. And is that, do you see people, are you a therapist?
So I am been treating eating disorders 31 years. So I'm the founder of the center. It's a place where people come. We're a 40-bed facility.
Uh-huh.
But we do this as a team.
Right.
So it's very unique.
Wow, I like it. And where are you guys located?
We're on the waterfront near Seattle, Washington.
Okay. What a beautiful place out there.
Oh, it is,
yeah.
Isn't it?
That would be enough to get rid of your depression right there, right?
There you go.
No. Now, you talk about SAD, and that's a seasonal affective disorder. Talk about, we've had a lot of rain out here, which in California, we don't get a lot of rain. And we're grateful for it. But I have to tell you, I'm one of those seasonal, it doesn't motivate me when it's raining. You know, I do hair and I'm not, you know, it's like I'm weatherized. And I think that a lot of people are. So how do you get through that? And what can a person do to be susceptible to this?
Well, there are times that some people are real sensitive because they have a vitamin D deficiency.
Mm-hmm.
And the vitamin D, sometimes we refer to it as the sunshine vitamin.
Right.
But you may be in lots of sun and still have a vitamin D deficiency. And so your body physically or physiologically would be depressed. That's why we want to look at, well, do you have nutrient deficiencies? Is that a reason for some seasonal affective disorder? There are times where, because there's deficiencies, people are very, very sensitive to what we call seasonal affective disorder. It may be as simple as, man, my thyroid or my hormonal levels are off, and I really notice things a certain season. So again, we're back to that big piece, that big puzzle, looking for more pieces to put in there.
Mm. How do you, I always say, close your eyes and look inside. Because we all have, the answers, don't we?
Yeah, sure.
But a lot of people are in so much denial that they don't want to really have to feel the pain or feel the sadness or, but how would you go about solving some of these problems?
Well, I think, first of all, we've got to be really open to different possibilities. So if I'm going to solve this, I have to look at the whole person, every area of my life. I'm going to look at things not only physically or nutritionally, spiritually, sleep-wise, relationship-wise. I've got to look at all. And so just a willingness. Usually depression doesn't happen overnight. It's been a process that's been building over time, and it's gotten worse, not better.
Right, so it's a progression. You know what, Dr. Jantz, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I would love to kind of really dig deeper into this and find out an approach to overcoming depression.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you so much. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, our phone number here, if this is something that you are feeling or you want to call us, we want your input. We'd love to hear from all of you. And, of course, we'd love to give away something. And I would love to give some Harlem Globetrotter tickets. And, of course, that is... we've got them here. There's a bunch of different areas, and we'd love to send you there. For more information, you can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. But call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Gulfview Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Gulfview Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you, so give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life, she's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Thank you so much, and welcome back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give some tickets away. We've got Rubicon, and of course, they're presenting right now Gulfview Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock trilogy. And we've got tickets, so I'd love to share those with you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. All right, we are talking with Dr. Jantz right now, and we're talking about one of his books, Five Keys to Dealing with Depression. And we were just, you know, we kind of went all the way around of all the things that, you know, we could do. But let's just really dig deep in. If one of our listeners or several of our listeners or family members or somebody really needs some help, what would you say to be the first thing to do?
You know, we need to get more information. We need to, and maybe I get lots of great free resources, and it could be simply going to aplaceofhope.com, aplaceofhope.com, and take my free survey questionnaire as it relates to depression. And there you're going to find a whole lot of questions. And it gives you a score to kind of, okay, am I in the yellow zone or red zone is where I feel totally hopeless. red zone is I'm usually not thinking that clear, and I need help.
Wow, okay.
Usually pretty quick.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's perfect.
Again, by getting some information.
Mm-hmm. And now, if we're in California, looking for a therapist, or is that something, how would you go about that?
There's a lot of different ways to do that. We have great resources that are throughout the country. And here's the thing. Be willing to really give, if you're going to see a counselor, be really willing to give it a fair chance. It's not a one-shot deal.
Yeah, it's
so
a process.
Give it a fair chance. That's the big thing for most.
Okay. And now, is there a link between anger and depression?
A lot of times we hear, depression is anger turned inward. Can mm-hmm. that be true? Absolutely. And, anger, another word for anger could be hurt.
Mm.
I am just so, so hurt that I haven't been able to resolve, the pain, and so that hurt turned into anger,
right.
And so then that anger transformed it ultimately into depression.
Right, and once you realize what you're going through, is it easier to be able to get through it?
Well, I think awareness and moving is always the first step. There's awareness. Then there's, I've got to really truthfully accept what's going on. So awareness, acceptance, and I got to move to the next, which is action. I got to be willing to take some different steps.
I like that, action, yeah. Now, you talk about the term grayed out. What does that mean?
If I'm grayed, there's a zone you can go into where you're just barely, you're just functioning, and you're functioning but not well.
Okay.
You're numbed out, and a lot of times a person will be in a stage of burnout and stress, and you keep functioning and functioning, but eventually something breaks.
Right. Is that encouragement to keep walking through it?
Well, we know that we can't ignore it.
Right.
And so don't ignore it. We've got to step into it.
Okay, that sounds good. So let me ask you a question. What are we going to find in your book?
Well, one of the things is we're going to find some simple but areas to look at if you haven't looked at it. What does it really mean to have emotional balance? What's that really look like? What are the keys to having emotional balance? Maybe I've been emotionally unbalanced for a long time and I haven't realized it. The other piece, we've got to look at intellectual. What are the things that have in the past really stimulated you? How have you grown? And then we need to look at relationships. What are my relationships? Am I in relationships that are nothing but drainers that depress me? Where are my life-giving relationships? Do I have unforgiveness in relationships? I need to look at that. Of course, there's the physical side. There I would put things like nutrition. What's my physical body doing? Which is important to look at. A lot of times, if emotionally I'm down, ultimately I'm going to get physically down. Or if I'm physically not well, I may get emotionally then imbalanced. So, and finally, we're going to look at, well, what's spiritual support? What's that mean? What's that look like? So these are the areas I want us to be aware of as we start to address depression.
Wow. It makes so much sense. What you're talking about is, because there's times that you just wake up very tired and, then you go, okay, am I physically tired or do I have something emotionally that's dragging me down? Correct?
But if I do that day after day after day,
yeah,
that's the problem.
Right. And you've got to almost like, okay, let me figure out what is going on in my life. And, it's interesting because we're at the beginning of a new year and people wait till the new year to reexamine their life I say, why wait till the new year? Why not every week you reflect on how your week went? What helped you? What hurt you?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Why do we want to have it built up for, a whole entire year, 12 months, and not be able to reflect on it? And so, I just, My husband says I work so hard. Okay.
Yes.
But I really am constantly trying to figure it out. You know, there's just, it's like you have different situations, different things happen in your life, and you got to, you know, kind of re-examine your relationships,
right.
Re-examine your family, you know?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So, well, you know, this was so great talking to you. I would love you to send me all your books. I'd love to have you back because there's just, I love that you talk about the whole person care.
Yeah.
Because
so important.
It is. And that's really what I've done to really just share with my listeners that we all have a gift. And if we're not shining, if we're not feeling that gift, then there's something that's holding us back. And how do we release
that?
So I love it. Well, where do we find out more about you?
Well, go simply to aplaceofhope.com. aplaceofhope.com.
Perfect. And Dr. Jantz, thank you so much again. Will you please share our show and our podcast? That's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show with all of your listeners and your friends and your contacts so that we can share this with more people.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. I look forward to having you back again. Thank you again. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ann Peek. And we're going to find out a little bit more about intuition. And so stay with us. I'd love to give something away. We've got tickets over to the Civic Arts Plaza. And, of course, that is February 10th. We've got One Woman, Sex in the City. And it's a parody of love, friendship, and shoes. There's always got to be shoes there. I don't know. Is your wife, Colleen, into shoes?
Yes, she is.
Okay, yeah. It's like way easier than finding a pair of jeans, I think. That's probably why. But anyway, so we'd love to share these tickets with you. And call in right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Gulfview Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Gulfview Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Gulfview Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining me here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we'd love to give back. And we've got Lazy Dog Cafe. Love to take our animals there. I love when they let us take our, you know, furry friends with us. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. Our next guest is Ann Peek, and we're going to be talking a little bit. I've just got some really good topics here. Who are who you are matters and what you do matters. So what and who you love matters. So I love this. So we're going to talk with her. Anne, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Good
how
morning.
Are you? Good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I guess I could say a lot of what I've been doing over my lifetime is figuring out who the heck I am.
Yeah, I do that every day. I just was saying that to my last guest that, you know, why wait till the new year, right? I mean, I just, like, my husband says I'm constantly working, but I'm always, like, reflecting and going, did I do that good? Should I do it better? Could I, you know? So I'm right there with you.
Exactly, exactly. And I think there's so much in our culture that actually goes against our really hearing our inner voice and finding out who we really are and how we want to express ourselves in this lifetime. And I just, I think it's a lifetime journey, and that's what I've been doing. And one of the things that I love to do is work with people in a lot of different ways to help them, to encourage them mostly, to listen to their inner voice and in lots of different ways and really express their eccentricity. I think we're all a little bit eccentric. In other words, we're all unique.
Right. Well, of course we are. We're all individuals, and we all have our own personal gifts. And a lot of us don't know what those are and don't know what our purpose is. And so sometimes we are on somebody else's track. And we're following them on their track, on their dreams, on their goals. And how do we switch that and go, oh my God, I finally found myself. I finally, like, no, I don't like split pea soup, or no, I don't like, you know, I don't want to go to that restaurant. I prefer, you know, I mean, it's almost like finding your voice in your soul.
I think it definitely is. That's a great way of putting it. There's so much that we've been taught to, you know, follow the rules, be a good mother, be a good employee, be, you know, whatever the culture tells us how things are supposed to be, so that we end up listening to experts and stuff all the time, and we lose track of what's really our truth inside. And I think some of it stems from, even as children, you know, a lot of us have been taught, you know, you're not really mad at your sister, or you don't really want that second helping, or, you know, just taught to disregard our feelings and mistrust any of our desires because they might be selfish, right?
Totally. Because we were trying to keep the family at peace.
Exactly.
And there's so many people that it's weird after you get older, you know, I mean, yes, you're brought up with your family, your immediate family, and then all of a sudden you're going, I didn't really like her anyway. You know, I mean, there was a deeper problem. I mean, I'm all about keeping families together, believe me, but sometimes it doesn't work.
Well, and I think a lot of times I've always said, you know, as a parent, we're always going to make mistakes. We do the best we can. And then, you know, as adults, it's our job to figure out how to really undo anything that we need to. Anyway, I think that there's so much, so many ways that we lose touch with our inner voice. You know, we don't listen to our bodies. We have to sit out. Many people have to sit all day long at a desk. You know, there's just so many ways that we've learned to not hear. And so often, the voices, or the, when we say inner voice, it's not always a voice. It's usually a sensation, a feeling in the body.
Right.
And we're so used to ignoring those that we have to kind of unlearn that in
right.
order to access our intuition and our inner voice.
Now, Anne, is your book named Graceful, and is it called Insensitricity?
Well, I don't have a book.
You don't.
I'm working with people one-on-one through my website.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know you do a lot of tarot sessions, right?
Yes.
Talk to us about that. That's kind of interesting.
Well, I work one-on-one with people, and I've done workshops, retreats, celebrations and ceremony, lots of different ways of working with people to help them access their inner voice. And I'm happy to talk about some of those, including art and lots of other ways. But one of the ways that I use tarot cards is that actually almost any kind of you know, oracle cards or things like that can be helpful. But I think I love the tarot because the images in the tarot cards are very striking and very powerful. And a lot of times when you have an image like that, it kind of bypasses your conscious mind and goes right into your unconscious or your almost conscious mind and brings up new information for you that you that you're not so aware of in your everyday life. One of the things tarot, I always say tarot is not about fortune telling. It certainly isn't for me anyway, the way I use it. It's about helping us actively find the fortunes that we're seeking. In other words, really getting in touch with our inner wisdom.
I like that. Now, is tarot cards the same as intuitive weaving session?
With the intuitive weaving session, we use the tarot cards, and then also I do a whole variety of things basically based on my intuition and what the person is showing, but I sometimes I have the person draw something also. Sometimes I have them do different kinds of movements. Sometimes I have them journal or all combination of those, and each one seems to build on the other, and you can get deeper and deeper information that way, and it seems to be really useful for people. And it's also really exciting because, you know, it's about discovery.
Wow.
And we all have so much beauty inside us, and this discovery is I think people sometimes are afraid of that they're going to discover something not good, but we have so much beauty in us that what you discover are wonderful things usually.
Now, Anne, do people have to be in front of you, or how do you go about doing this?
Well, I do tarot readings on via email, and so that they don't have to be in person for that. And then I also do
tarot. Wait, on email?
Through email, yeah.
Really? But how would, I mean, so they email you back, they pick a card, how does that work?
Well, there's kind of a whole process that we go through. I actually, you know, a lot of this about hearing your inner voice, let me back up for a minute. A lot of this really has to do with slowing down and quieting the voices and shutting out the outer noise in order to tune in, and then learning to really notice your feelings and sensations and experimenting and playing. Actually, and this is one of these things that play actually increases your intuitive ability. So so what I do is I have a whole process, if they're going to do a email reading, of how they can go into a meditative state on their end to pick out their question and how they hold that, and then I also do it on my end.
Wow.
So there's kind of a process. When we do a tarot session, I do them in person, and I also do them on Skype or Facebook.
And where are you located?
I'm in Minneapolis.
Okay. A little far for me. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's easy on Skype. I've been doing people all over. So I wasn't sure how that was going to work, but it actually works quite well.
That's nice, yeah.
And then I do it in person. But, of course, my favorite is in person, but it works no matter what. I work do tarot differently than a lot of people. First of all, I use lots of decks. I mix a whole bunch of decks together because I think the images are so powerful. There are so many beautiful decks out there now, and they all have a little different feel about them. And so if you put them together and you pull cards, you can get kind of different nuances that are really kind of exciting. And sometimes you can get the same card pulls up in different decks, and so that's really an interesting message.
You know,
too.
We need to take a really quick break, Anne.
Sure.
Will you stay with us? Because
sure.
I want to find out, one, how you got into this, and two, how this played out in your own life.
Okay,
great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And let's see, what have we not given away, and what do we want to give away? How about some Rubicon tickets? And we've got that coming up. It is Gulf View Drive, and of course, it's the third and final play of Nybrock. If you haven't seen it, oh my God, it's such a great play. The whole series has been amazing. And their first was The Last Train to Nybrock, and then also Sea Rock City. So that's over at Rubicon. Rubicon. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to give those away. Call us, leave us your name, your number, and your email, and one of us, and what you're calling about, of course, because we get lots of calls. But and one of the team members or myself will get back with you. So stay with us for you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to welcome everyone to their 2017 events. The current exhibit is Art of the Story, which runs until January 21st. There's still time for the chair exhibit, Chairs and Conversation, that will be ongoing until March. Mark your calendars and get ready to laugh at Comedy and Cocktails on January 20th. This year's stage performance will include jazz productions by various groups and magic shows by Sean McMaster. The artist studios are open to the public every first Saturday of the month and by appointment. As many as 40 artists welcome visitors into their studios to watch them create. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit art and cultural destination at the heart of Old Town Camarillo. Studio Channel Islands Art Center is located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. For more information and to learn about becoming a member, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
The Rubicon Theater Company presents the play Golf View Drive, the third and final play in the Nybrock Trilogy by Arlene Hutton, which began with The Last Train to Nybrock and continued to acclaim with Sea Rock City. The trilogy follows May and Raleigh, an attractive young couple from Kentucky who meet, fall in love, marry, and face the challenges of small-town life during World War II. In Golf View Drive, we flash forward to 1953 Florida, where the arrival of turbulent events just outside May and Raleigh's door threaten their sunny, comfortable existence. Their love and devotion are put to the test when they must make unconventional decisions in a rapidly changing world, reshaping their idyllic 1950s lifestyle. Golf View Drive opens on January 25th through February 12th, Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you that we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8 and starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we always talk about the brighter side of life because life happens to all of us, but it's all how we get through it. And I do want you to hopefully follow us on Facebook and on all of the Instagram, Twitter, all those great places, because one, more places for giveaways. And also, we love to hear from you. We love to see who you are that's out there listening. I know I've met a lot of you, and I love that. I love to have to know who's out there listening. Also, I want to remind you of our podcast, and that is on iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And also, we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. So when you call in or you log on to my website, say you want to get a newsletter, and it comes in your email. We don't share anything with anybody else. And you find out who our guests are and what our show's going to be about and how to get in touch with our guests and how to be a part of all of our great events. And not only that, is all of our great sponsors. We would not be possible without our sponsors. So if you have a need for any of our sponsors that we advertise here, please use them. Tell them that Kim sent you and that you heard it on our show. With that, let's bring us back to Ann Peek. And of course, we're talking about intuition. We're talking about graceful. How's that word say? Is it eccentricity?
Eccentricity.
Yeah. Is that a real word?
Yes, it is a real word.
Oh God, I love it. What do you mean by that? What is graceful eccentricity?
Well, I think it's basically it's not what we think of sometimes as crazy people or people who do act strange in order to draw attention to themselves. But no, what I'm talking about and my big advocacy for it is really it's just our unique way of being in the world.
How we show up,
what we deeply love, what we most joyfully express, our quirks. You know, we're all quirky, and you know, and isn't it fun to be with people who are a little quirky?
Yeah. Well, I think we all are. We just have different gifts or different ways of,
exactly.
You know, yeah. And I think that's interesting. So we had talked before our break of you know, how you got involved in this and, you know, how this has helped you in your life or has played out in your life. Talk to us about that.
Well, I probably was intuitive always since a child, but like everyone else, I was, you know, followed the rules and was a good girl and did what I needed to do. And
do you call that a pleaser?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I mean, I think to some extent I didn't. I think in many ways we are all expressing ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I think it's a lifelong journey to get deeper and deeper. And in my case, I can just start it. I ended up becoming an attorney. And while I was an attorney, I had a Mary Kay facial, and I became very drawn to it, and I became a Mary Kay beauty consultant. And I, at the same time as I was an attorney, I think I was their first attorney, and that was considered very strange by my attorney colleague.
What attracted you to that?
Well, it was a wonderful, I realized later, you know, when I just knew that it was so fun. And I was like, I have to do this. This is so fun.
So do you think that being an attorney was so stressful that you turned to the 360 and did something fun?
Well, I think what happened was that it was a beautiful balance, because in my attorney work, I was working mostly with men. I was working on, worked for the county, so I worked with crime and a lot of kind of negative, difficult issues. And while I enjoyed that career, the Mary Kay was a lovely change, working with women, lots of laughter, lots of positivity, making people feel better about themselves. So it was a really nice balance, and actually the two together were pretty interesting.
Hmm.
And then also as an attorney later, I had always wanted to take singing lessons, and they were attorneys who took voice lessons so they could be better in the courtroom, but I just wanted to sing. So I took singing lessons, and that ended up being a huge opening in my life and led to many, many wonderful, joyful things.
Go ahead.
Another example would be when I was at the county, most of the women there only took 3-week maternity leave, and when I had my child, I knew I can't just take 3 weeks. So I looked up the policy, and you could take a whole year, although you might lose your actual position. You might have to get shifted. But you could take up to 3 months, and your position was guaranteed. And so I asked around, and everyone said, don't do it, don't do it. You'll be totally messed up if you do that. But it was this very deep, voice from inside said, no, you want to be with your child. And so I did take the 3-month leave, and the world did not cave in, and it was great. And I found out later that it ended up giving other women permission, and they started taking 3-month leave.
Wow.
And so I felt good about that, because I was like, you know, this is another one of these unwritten rules that we don't need to follow if it doesn't fit.
Right, right. I think that's interesting. I think you kind of started something for yourself, and then, of course, it gave other people permission.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that does happen.
Right.
I noticed one of the things that I've done also to express myself in my house is, you know, when I was younger, I tried to have this nice house, you know, that looked kind of like the magazines. And then I just tossed that out. I was like, no, I now fill my house with what I love, with color, with like odd little things that I've made, and my art, and my kids' art was taped on the walls. And, you know, I just have things I love, and I change my house with the seasons because I love nature and I love the seasons and the cycles.
Wow. And so how does this work with your clients? What would somebody come to you to figure out where they are in their life or what?
Well, one of the things, almost with anything that I do, but let's just talk about tarot for now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all struggling with our questions and wondering what we're doing and, you know, how, where we're going. So if someone would call me, when they come for a session, the advantage is that it's a chance to slow down, to pause, to stop. One of the most powerful parts of the session is together we talk about, well, what are your questions? And really refine the questions and try to, and then a lot of times I'm saying, well, what part of that do you not already know? Like, what is your real question? And that alone is often very useful. Sometimes people are like, oh, that's the question, you know? And because we're so busy, we don't always have time to really clarify what our issues are. And then we pull cards. We both pull cards, which is unusual. Most usually the tarot reader pulls the cards. We both pull cards, and we both look at the cards. And I have the person look at the card and say, okay, does anything strike you about that card? And try to kind of encourage them to see how that card might speak to their question.
That's interesting.
We work together that
and
way.
Is that how you kind of changed your whole career? Through your cards?
I would say that...
Do you live your life through the cards?
I wouldn't say that I live my life through the cards.
Okay.
I would say that I live my life through a whole series of intuitive messages.
I like
that. And the cards are part of it. I also do intuitive art.
Yeah.
And that's very useful when I want to either discharge emotion or if I want to find out what's going on. I can just grab a brush,
and
grab
just
a paper,
start
or a
going.
Pencil.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
and we are,
afterwards.
I would love to talk to you more. We're at the end of our show. This has been so interesting. How do people find out more about you?
My website is annpeek.com. It's A-N-N-E-P-E-E-K, like peekaboo.
Okay.
Most people think it's not P-E-E-K, but it is. And that website has all my my offerings.
Great.
And I also blog.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us here. Please share our show and our podcast with all of your friends. That's iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And we look forward to talking to you again. We're at the end of our show, and I always end our show with a moment of happiness. Starting today, I need to forget what's gone, appreciate what remains, and look forward to what's coming next. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a really great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you later.